So we have in the moment three fields of innovations. The first one is electrification. So that means looking for new ways to replace the combustion engine in the cars. So that's a task for the future. The second big topic is connectivity. That's what you're using every day in your car when it comes to Audi Connect, using your multimedia interface in your car, and these topics. And the third one, obviously in the moment, one of the most important one, is autonomous driving, Audi piloted driving. Google creates a car where you don't need a driver and you didn't have any manual controls inside. So you're more moving from a driver to a passenger in your car. We have a lot of cars out there. We are a big car manufacturer and everything we are developing has to fit into our products. When you buy an Audi RS7, for example, it's quite a dynamic, quite an emotional product. You still have to have the opportunity for the driver to take manual control if you want to. If you want to feel the power, if you want to have direct control about the car. So our philosophy when it comes to Audi piloted driving is not to replace the driver, but to assist him as much as possible. Last year we went to in autumn to Hockenheim, a famous German racetrack, and we just wanted to prove how fast and dynamic an autonomous car can be. We used an RS7 prototype. We equipped him with the sensor technology we need for autonomous driving, and the car did a perfect lap under racing conditions, reaching around 250 kilometers per hour on that racetrack completely on its own. Bringing that technology to serial production and to public streets, much more complicated. You have real people around you, live people in their cars, and it's a much more complicated case than going on a closed racetrack. And when you choose an actual A8, actually available at our dealer sites, with Audi Side Assist, Audi Lane Assist, Audi Braking Guard, and Audi Adaptive Cruise Control with a radar sensor, you already have a car which would be able to go autonomous for a few seconds. Then you have to put your hands back on the steering wheel because of legal issues. That's why our philosophy is to get there step by step. Next year we bring the Audi Traffic Jam Assistant, a new system in which the car is able on the highway to go fully autonomous in a traffic jam till a maximum speed, and the car is able to stop and to drive on again. And you can, during this time, really hand over control to the car for, uncomfortable road conditions. But because no one of us is really favorite for going in the traffic jam.